Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we caught up with E.J. David at the Racial Equity Summit in Anchorage. He moved from the Philippines to Barrow as a teenager when his dad got a job with the North Slope Borough.
I was 14. It was a huge change. That was probably one of the bigger things that I had to adjust to, especially from, you know, where I grew up in the Philippines. I grew up in Metro Manila with millions and millions of people. And again, in addition to the climate being a tropical climate, I moved to Barrow, Alaska, which is very cold, but also only a town of about 4,000 people. You know, so I went from giant city, one of the largest metropolises in the world, to probably one of the smallest towns in the world, and not just smallest, but isolated. The only way in and out of Barrow is airplane. After college, I had to leave the state to go to grad school in Illinois, and I think that's when I felt that, like really felt that, you know what? I miss Alaska. Alaska's in my heart, and you know, I really am Alaskan. And I saw how unique we are as a community compared to, you know, the Midwest in this case. My wife is Koyukon Athabascan, and we have three kids, so my kids are Philibascans. I think I want people everywhere to know how culturally, racially, and ethnically diverse Alaska is, because one of the bigger stereotypes about Alaska is that, you know, like, there are no peoples of color here, which is, like, the farthest thing from the truth. You know, different ways of living in Alaska, depending on where you are. If you're in the interior, you probably do, you know, do a lot more interior stuff, you know, like hunting and so forth, because you cannot really go fishing in there except for through the rivers, which is a very different kind of fishing than if you live up in the North Slope by the Arctic Ocean. You know, they don't just go fishing over there, they go whaling, you know what I mean, and seal hunting. Different kinds of places, different kinds of life. People say people are feel connected to the outdoors or whatever, feel connected to the land. I know what they're saying, like, oh yeah, they went hiking over the weekend and they feel connected to the land. I think that has a very different meaning for Alaskans. So I think only in Alaska do we really, really mean that we are connected to the land, to nature.
E.J. David lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Josh Edge, Wesley Early, and Annie Fite. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Dave Waldron.